Today is the feast day of Pope Gregory the Great, one of the few popes in history that was ever given the title the Great. He was born in Rome in the year 540. His father was a very wealthy Roman senator. Gregory grew up very well educated. He had a life as a lawyer and as a politician. He even became the governor of Rome before he was 30 years of age. And as governor, as a very good politician, he cared for the poor, very generous to the poor, helped defend Rome from the attacks of invaders, helped to feed the people during times of famine. But then after a number of years in politics, he became disillusioned with that, and he just wanted a life of peace and quiet, and so he became a Benedictine monk. The Benedictines had just begun, maybe about 100 years before he joined them. So he transformed his estate in Rome, his castle in Rome, and made it the abbey, called it the Abbey of St. Andrew. And then all of his properties in Sicily, he owned six estates or castles in Sicily, they became six Benedictine monasteries as well. And in the year 578, he was chosen to be one of the deacons of Rome. Rome always had seven deacons. He was chosen to be one of them. And as a deacon, the Pope asked him to be the papal ambassador to Constantinople, which he did for 6 years. And then he came back to Rome, became the abbot of the monastery, and he was an advisor to the Pope. But then in the year 590, Pope Pelagius II died, and he died of the effects of the plague, and then they were without a pope. And so the clergy and the people of Rome unanimously selected Gregory to be the next pope. So he was selected by popularity. He did not want to accept it. Reluctantly, though, he did accept it as God's will. And he called himself the servant of the servants of God, a title still used by the popes today. Originated by Pope Gregory the Great, that he was the servant of the servants of God. Because of his great skill as a politician and as a leader, he was able to bring his gifts and talents to the papacy and was able to help the city of Rome, again during times of plague and famine, as well as protecting Rome from the onslaught of the Lombards who were invading. And so he saved the city of Rome on more than one occasion. He was known as a reformer. He brought about church reform. He reformed the sacred liturgy, sacred music. In fact, Gregorian chant is named after this pope. Then he was known as the apostle to England. Even though he never personally went to England, he sent St. Augustine of Canterbury to England with 40 missionaries. And there the pagan Anglos were converted to the Catholic faith because of the work of Pope Gregory sending Augustine of Canterbury. He was only pope for 13 years, and he died in the year 604, still dictating letters on his deathbed. He's considered one of the four great Western fathers of the Church. So you have St. Gregory, St. Augustine, St. Ambrose, and St. Jerome. He is the patron saint of teachers, scholars, singers, known for his writings in theology, scripture, morality, as well as, again, the reform of the liturgy. He encouraged people to make the Stations of the Cross. He even encouraged daily Mass during Lent, which was very rare in those times for people to, let's say, go to daily communion. That was something that was very rare, but he encouraged, especially during Lent, the frequent reception of Holy Communion. So again, known for his beautiful writings about the Mass. And again, if we enjoy Gregorian chant, we have to thank Pope Gregory for his great work there. And so we pray today, Pope St. Gregory the Great, pray for us.